everyone for coming today. To all our volunteers and everyone in the community who made this day possible, we couldn't do it without you. My late husband Paul started this outreach because he had a heart for God and his community. And he would be so proud with all the people that we've blessed today. The past couple of years have been tough for our store. But if you'd like to help Ida's Grocery Store continue to serve our community, we have a donation box for you to do so. We love you all, and Merry Christmas! Woo! Yeah. Merry Christmas, son.
Mom, today was amazing. Yeah. The outreach was a great success.
Yes, son, it was.
Mom, I can find my dress.
And I'm trusting, God, that it will not be our last.
Oh, it definitely won't.
Well, I guess I better get ready for dinner with the family and your Uncle Mitt.
Wait. Mom, there's one detail that I didn't tell you about.
What's that?
I may have invited Auntie Bebe, KK, and Ray Ray to Christmas dinner.
No, no, no.
Boy, what are you doing? Are you trying to kill us? I told you what happened the last time all four of them were together.
Oh, gosh. And here they come, Mom. Hmm.
Hello, Ida. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear. How are you? Ross?
Hey. Where's Auntie Baby?
Oh, she's coming.
But we see it's safe.
Where's Methuselah?
He isn't leaving his dentures around everywhere, is he?
I don't know why, baby, you said
that. What's that?
Oh, I was just saying, it's been so long since we, you know,
so
been
long.
Here at a cute little neighborhood market.
Yes, and we just love how you have a Christmas outreach for the less fortunate. Mm. You're just so domestic, dear. It's adorable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here comes Bebe. I thought you were going to wait for the all clear.
Mm-hmm. Ida, how are you? I'm so happy to see you. This is so nice. Oh my goodness, I haven't seen you in forever. How you doing? Oh, hey, Ross. How you doing, Ross? Look at you. Oh, look, you grew up to be such a fine young man. Oh my goodness, how is everybody? Do you guys need any help with dinner?
No.
I made some mac and cheese, and I hope you like it.
You cooked for us. Smells awesome.
I mean, it's been a while since I cooked, you know. I hope it's all right. What's wrong?
You seem different. You're dressed differently.
Yeah.
You're
not snobby.
Not like them.
I just thought that it was time for me to make a change, and what better time than Christmas time to start anew?
No, 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 no. What are they doing here?
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
I was hoping that maybe we could talk.
We're here because Ross invited us. And my sister Ray Ray and I are supporting our sister.
That's right.
And before things get out of control, my sister Ray Ray thought we should all pray to ask God to be with us during this dinner. Wow. Ray Ray.
Lord, we are here today.
Yes, Lord.
To ask for your presence in this family.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we ask that you deliver Methuselah Johnson from his bad decisions and wandering to and fro.
Deliver him, Lord.
From his pitiful conduct and poor speech.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty God,
yes.
Please help Matt break free from the enemy's clutches.
Break free, Lord.
Matt,
yes.
No, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
No account did you get that heat.
That's enough. I'm a degenerate. You two ain't nothing but a couple of hypocritical, disintegrating...
I think you mean instigating.
Boy, that's what I said. You two ain't nothing but a couple of hypocritical, instigating old crows, looking like the grain mafioso up here on Christmas Day. I'll snatch them raggedy hats and that fake hair off your head. Everybody knows y'all bald as two eagles.
Don't do that.
I don't know why you want to talk to me. You the one who told me to leave.
I know, Matt. I know. I know, Matt. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Wait, what?
I tried tirelessly to change you.
Ain't that the truth?
And it took me 35 years to realize that all I had to do was let God in and change me. So that's what I did. You know that Christmas story that we hear every year?
Yes.
Well, I finally listened to it in here. You know, in Luke chapter 2, it says that when Mary and Joseph had baby Jesus, they had this precious baby out in the manger, out back, with all the animals. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, my personal Savior of the world, out back in a barn with animals because they had no room for him at the inn. And that's been my life for a very long time. My heart full of bitterness and anger and all the other things that I just thought were more important than everybody else, and I lost you. I really am sorry, Matt. Would you come back home, please?
I don't know.
Well, how about this? I'll let you think about it, because maybe Jesus wants you to make room for your heart so that he can work on you too.
Maybe. Lord, God, now, I know it's been a while since we talked, so I'm not sure exactly what to say, other than that woman ain't never apologized to me a day in her life, not ever. So I know you got to be somewhere up in this, Lord. So I make room for you, God. I'm not getting sharing my heart with any of that other stuff. I give you my whole heart. Change me too, Lord. Change me too.
Uncle Matt? Are you okay? Listen, I want to apologize. I didn't tell you about Auntie Bebe and her sisters because I was trying to help. I didn't want you to be alone on Christmas. And I was trying to keep my dad's memory alive. I guess I went overboard.
Overboard? You were trying to help?
Yeah.
You know what? I know. Come here, sir. Listen. Listen. Your father, Paul, will be very proud of the young man that you become. But just remember something. He never wanted you to be him. He wanted you to be the man that God called you to be.
Thank you. Can I give you a hug?
What? All right, come on. Come on in. All right, that's enough.
Man, you let someone hug you?
Yeah, I let somebody hug me.
Yes, he did.
Look, that's a fine son you have here.
That's my boy.
While we're apologizing, I guess you owe me an apology, too. All right, I'm sorry. I apologize. Look, I know I can be a bit rough sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know, you've never been anything but a blessing to me, so I thank you for that. Even though I make it tough for you, you never gave up on me. So I guess what I'm, come on, just give me a hug, sis. All right, that's enough for you.
All right. Well,
Matt, Ray Ray and I know that you and Bebe need to work some things out, so we're going to mind our own business and let y'all talk it out.
Yes, we have another event that we're going to go to. Matt, our sister is all we have. Please at least listen to her and treat her right.
Girl, let's go get my scripture cake.
Okay.
I guess we better get dinner on the table with the family.
Oh, that sounds like a y'all thing. I'm gonna just head on.
Wait. Look, someone left something.
Yeah. Ida, Psalms 103 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." This Christmas, we wanted to bless God by continuing his work. Please accept this check for your store so that you can continue blessing the Lord. Kayliana Mitchell and Rayliana Mitchell. KK and Ray Ray?
No.
This check is for, oh my, it pays our debt and then some. Thank you, Father. Woo!
God is faithful.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
I can't believe those two are being such, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, such a blessing.
You know what? Everybody has another story under the surface.
Yes.
And speaking of another story, I'd like to talk to my wife right now. I'll see y'all again.
Go ahead, Uncle.
Now, Bayliana, look. I know I'm not the easiest person in the world to get along with.
Amen.
But I see God working in you. Not just what I saw here today, but I've been keeping my eye on you. And I want a part. I want to be a part of that. I want that too. So I give God my whole heart. Not giving any room for any of that other stuff. I just want to be with you. So can I come on, baby? All right, well, let's start by having dinner with y'all.
I would like that.
Okay, good. I got some spam in the room.
No, man.
And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God, and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." The baby born in a manger grew up to be the Savior of the world, Christ the Lord. He brings you peace today. Will you make room for him?
Mighty reign. His blood and in his name.